Okay, now we have our skill testing questions, or our competitive portion of the lunchtime event. So I have a series of questions from our panel of scientific experts arrayed in front of me, which I will ask to the audience. And then afterwards, the profs will jump the queue and go by the staircase, except for these two young ladies. That's okay, don't worry about it. And I'd encourage you to talk to the profs, okay? Just go up and chat with them. People love to talk about their research, really. Okay, and we'll see. So, and I'll throw three shorts out later. I'm really bad at the throwing part. So it was a joke yesterday. Okay, if there are any McGill Star athletes amongst you, I congratulate you on your achievement. And for everyone else, you too can be a dean of science. Okay, from Lou's talk, this is his first question here. Oh, these are true and false. This isn't hard at all. They're going to be half right. Okay, food contains compounds that are capable of regulating gene expression. Yes, sir.
True.
Let me check. True. Congratulations. Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. So this is actually kind of creepy, but from Svetlana's talk, how are osteoclasts involved in osteoporosis?
Yeah.
Way in back, the young man in back.
They generate bones. They eat bones and they generate.
Let me check with my expert if either of those answers would be sufficiently.
Well, regenerate or degenerate?
They do degenerate.
Degenerate.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying? My hearing is a little off. I'm sorry. It's more fun to throw way up here. I'm sorry. So some guy on Monday told me, do this thing, put my elbow like this. From Aletta's talk, actually, this is a weird question. I'm not sure what the answer would be, and you didn't give me an answer. So, what is interdisciplinary methodology? A shy bunch. Yes, in front.
When you take approaches from like all sorts of disciplines, I guess. Like, you don't just focus on your research, but you take approaches from, I don't know, biochemistry and psychology.
Would that be correct? Mm-hmm. Indeed. Congratulations on that. Okay, from Paul's talk, I think Paul actually is a little too easy, but anyway, what is the diameter of a quantum dot? Okay, yes, right here.
Is that 2 micrometers?
What do you say, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a go. Okay, well, a lot of talks today. And from Fiona's talk, oh, this is a good one. How many synapses are there on the average motor neuron in the spinal cord? Yes, right here, sir.
50,000.
Indeed, 50,000. Before we finish, I should mention that besides talking to profs, the person responsible for the work of organizing things here today is our undergraduate research officer, the tallest man in the room. If you have questions about the undergraduate research opportunities, just talk to Victor. He is wearing the very first Soup and Science t-shirt, so it's now 5 years old. So I can make a joke, but it's not appropriate. And finally, the last one from Greg's talk. Name a flu drug that was developed using structure-based drug design. Right in front.
Tamiflu?
Indeed. Thank you. And we're done. See you guys in January, where we'll do this again.